Imagine a world where fighter jets are built like Lego sets, restaurant staff share profits without managers, and companies deliver twice the work in half the time. This isn't fantasy, it's the reality for organizations embracing Scrum. In an era where technology doubles in power every 2 years while halving in cost, traditional business structures are crumbling under exponential change. The framework that began in software development has sparked nothing short of a business revolution, transforming everything from healthcare to banking to military operations. When managers claim their work is too complex for Scrum, they're quickly reminded, whatever you're building isn't more complicated than a fighter plane. Sweden's Saab proved this by using Scrum to develop their Gripen E-Fighter, a modular aircraft with superior capabilities at half the operating cost of competitors. The true power of Scrum lies in its ability to reduce the cost of changing your mind. Whether you're flipping houses in Minneapolis or integrating billion-dollar corporate acquisitions, the framework follows a simple 3-5-3 structure. Three roles: product owner, scrum master, team member. Five events: sprint planning, sprint, daily scrum, review, retrospective, and three artifacts: product backlog, sprint backlog, increment. This structure creates a rhythm where work is broken into short cycles called sprints, typically lasting 1 to 4 weeks, with each sprint delivering something potentially usable. The Standish Group reports that 67% of requirements change during development because people learn as they build. Rather than fighting this inevitable change through bureaucracy and documentation, Scrum embraces it. Decision latency, the gap between recognizing a decision need and making it, silently kills projects. Research shows projects with decisions made in under an hour succeed 58% of the time, while those taking over 5 hours succeed only 18%. Most organizations create delays through hierarchical approvals. Navy Commander John Ha demonstrated the alternative when implementing Scrum in explosive ordnance disposal, boosting productivity by 1,250% through time-boxed events with clear objectives. Complex problems are best solved at what Christopher Langton called the edge of chaos, where rules are neither too rigid nor too loose. As Eisenhower noted, plans are worthless, but planning is everything, because emergencies never unfold as expected. The word priority originated meaning precedence. Linguistically, priorities is contradictory, like claiming multiple first-place finishers. Yet this term became common around 1940. The consequences are severe. Scrum Inc. typically finds 30% of work actively opposes business goals, while 64% of remaining work creates rarely used features. This means 75% of employees work on the wrong things. One global materials company had over 100 projects in progress without enough staff for even 70. By reducing to just 12 focus projects, they doubled productivity in 10 weeks and cut their 2.5-year development cycle to 6 weeks. The root cause of prioritization problems is an unwillingness to say no, creating a culture where everything is the number one priority, revealing a profound misunderstanding of what priority means. Have you ever wondered why smart people and organizations do things they know don't work? Fear drives seemingly irrational behaviors. At a major automaker, I witnessed organizational insanity, where status derived from distance from actual work. 200 people spent 5 years and $75 million on a dealer incentives project with nothing to show. Only 25 people were doing actual work. The rest were managers managing managers. After implementing Scrum, we cut 175 people and delivered a working product within months. MIT professor Otto Scharmer identifies three inner voices driving dysfunction. The voice of judgment filters information through existing worldviews. The voice of cynicism protects us emotionally. And the voice of fear makes us afraid to fail. W. Edwards Deming advocated, "Drive out fear, because it produces wrong data and destroys motivation." When restaurant owner Ricardo Moriti eliminated hierarchy and created a flat organization with profit sharing, he discovered a fundamental truth: structure determines culture, and culture defines limits. Conway's law states that organizations produce designs mirroring their communication structures. If your organization is rigid and hierarchical, your product will be too. The five Scrum values, commitment, focus, openness, respect, and courage, create energetic workplaces. At Columbia's Drummond Company, consultant Fabian Schwartz formed a cross-functional Scrum team of senior leaders who met daily for 15 minutes. This improved communication reduced well drilling time from 19 days to just 6 days by changing only how they work together. What makes some teams 4 times more productive than others? OpenView Venture Partners found that teams finishing sprints early accelerated faster than those working until the last minute. The latter maintained consistent velocity but never achieved the 4-fold productivity improvement Scrum aims for. The insight: Scrum isn't about velocity, it's about acceleration. Teams that finish early have time to improve and get faster. 4 critical patterns emerge for hyperproductive teams. First, stability. Teams that stay together develop shared mental models and transactive memory, anticipating each other's needs. Data shows members dedicated to a single team are nearly twice as productive as those split across multiple teams. Second, yesterday's weather. Teams should only commit to the amount of work they completed in previous sprints, using a 3-sprint average. Third, swarming. Focusing entirely on completing the most important backlog item before moving to the next, like a synchronized Formula One pit crew. Fourth, maintaining an interrupt buffer. Reserving capacity for emergencies while protecting the team from disruption. At Red River Army Depot, these patterns helped revolutionize Humvee repair, increasing production from 3 vehicles per week to 40 per day, a 6,600% improvement. Tom Ault, a Minneapolis house flipper, manages contractors using Scrum boards with to-do, doing, and done columns. His weekly reviews allow for payment of completed work and adaptation to unexpected issues like raccoons in walls or wiring problems. When adopting Scrum, management styles must evolve too. At Ricardo's restaurant, the owner stopped solving problems directly and instead empowered staff to make decisions. This reduced customer issue response time by 70% while increasing profitability and workplace satisfaction. Denmark demonstrates Scrum's broader impact. After Carsten Jacobsen implemented it at Systematic in 2006, teams doubled their productivity, reduced defects by 41%, and improved both customer and employee satisfaction. These results were so compelling that Scrum is now taught at all Danish universities as critical for economic competitiveness. Like Jon Snow's epidemiological breakthrough challenging miasma theory in 1840s London, Scrum has emerged from observed success patterns across thousands of projects. Yet, resistance persists as people cling to traditional methods despite evidence favoring better alternatives. Scrum's power lies in creating structures that fulfill essential psychological needs: purpose, meaning, security, and self-worth through defined roles and expectations. This framework transcends cultural and linguistic boundaries by addressing fundamental human needs. In our rapidly changing world, organizations can either become paralyzed or liberated to achieve extraordinary results. The tools and path exist to transform not just our work methods, but our collective sense of what's possible. With change accelerating exponentially, the real question isn't whether you can afford to adopt Scrum, but whether you can afford not to.